Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. There's definitely a T-shirt favorite cut from Arturis Karnišovas, and the word yesterday is that the Bulls are keeping the gang together.
Yeah, they're getting contract extensions for Mark Eversley and Arturis Karnišovas. Several different reports about the Bulls recommitting to the front office. Mm-hmm. It was in the Sun-Times. Drew Stevens, I believe, from It's the Bigs, a lot of different outlets. And I think when you talk to people and certainly reach out, you find out that this was in the works for a while and maybe already agreed upon, but it's a week before the draft. A lot of these conversations have come to the fore because of the Knicks' interest in Billy Donovan. And that brought his contract situation to light. He is working on finalizing a contract extension for himself, likely to be in alignment with AK and Eversley. Wouldn't that make sense, Mully? Given
yes,
our...
I think that's usually the way you operate. Mm-hmm. But I would also say that, you know, we talked about it, I don't know if it was yesterday, a couple days ago, because KC was on with you mm-hmm. on the Chicago lead and said that this was already in the works. Mm-hmm. So it's important to clarify that and understand it. I think the AK Mark Eversley contracts were you know, already, if not done, in the works when he did that, when he said that timeline, shrink
yes,
the timeline.
Because
that is their plan.
This
which
is their plan.
To carry forth with this. They knew they were coming back. They wanted Billy back. We know that. I think the difference is that when another team comes looking for someone, then it makes like, then people may say, oh, well, you know, if Billy lost his job, someone would grab him right away. Someone, you know, he's a hot property because the Knicks wanted to talk to him about their head coaching position. Mm-hmm. So keep him because he has value. Was anyone coming for AK or for Mark Eversley?
No. This is not because of that.
And it has nothing to do with that. But I think that's why people will be less enthusiastic about management than they might be for the coach.
Well, no doubt about it. But I do think there's also a difference in perception from the Bulls fan base in
yes.
the coach and the and management. Arturis Karnišovas has not done a lot to inspire confidence, whether it's been relative inactivity compared to other executives who make bigger, bolder moves or any moves, or just the fact that the Bulls have been running in place for several seasons now. And when you are running in place, sometimes you can sell hope in a better way than the Bulls have been able to do that. You can manage perception in ways that, frankly, AK isn't good at. And that's not a criticism. That's an observation. You know, that's not his strength. And I think he would probably be the first to admit it. And you hope that the reality becomes so good that the perception won't matter. That's where they are now. The Bulls, as we know from the past, and this is where fans have every right to react, but they embrace the status quo a lot, and they embrace stability, and they believe in the structure, and they believe in the people who should be given every chance to succeed or fail. And this is more of the same we saw with John Paxson and Gar Forman over the years, when people thought they should be shown the door.
Well,
and they were given contract extensions.
You know, I was actually talking to my kids, believe it or not, about, they were asking questions about the NBA and about what, you know, my niece had seen the Lakers show that they did with, on HBO where they bought the team. I forget.
Showtime.
It was a good show. It's a pity that it was just getting good with Bird and Magic squaring off, and then they ended up canceling it or stopping production, whatever it is. And then my niece asked, like, are all sports franchises like that? And I laughed, and I said, well, I think the 90s Bulls, I was there and saw a lot of that. That would make a hell of a great series that if you had the relationships with Jerry Krause running the team, the whole, like, it, Jerry Krause was there forever, and the relationship with him and Michael and him coming in and the way they put that team together, that would be as good as Showtime or any of those kind
no
of
doubt
series.
About it. They were the
it's
Beatles.
It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, they were the Beatles in basketball uniforms.
Incredible, some
but,
of that stuff.
But I think what you're getting at, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but
you know
when
I'm
you
about.
Have that kind of success.
Yes.
It reinforced in Jerry Reinsdorf at the time, and maybe Michael Reinsdorf after him, that you want that kind of stability because it brought you so much success. And that a dynasty was the result of that kind of stability and loyalty. That loyalty comes out of that success. And so now that's the residue of the dynasty era, is that you have that kind of commitment and you hope for that kind of stability and success. Again, you're not going to win six championships. You just like to get deep in the playoffs. So when the Bulls are going, their default is to recommit. Their default is to believe in the people who are on the job and to express that kind of loyalty, which was born during that era.
But
right?
Oh, no question about it. And then, and how long did Jerry last as the GM? I mean, it's years and years. And then Pax comes, and how long did John go? John is still connected to the
still
organization.
Still got an office there, and
yes,
always will
does.
Have a place in the Bulls organization.
And I think that I have no problem with that. I think that with this group, they had a plan. They put together a team. It looked like it might work, and then the Lonzo Ball injury. And then we've watched them try to keep it going, try to keep it together, and then finally move on from it. And now they're in a completely different form of rebuild. And maybe they are trying to shrink the timeline or whatever way, but they have sold that, and ownership believes that management will do that and that they're on the right path. Even if fans get upset about
fans
it.
Fans are going to get upset about it.
Oh, they're bound to get upset about it.
They're upset about this, I'm sure.
I'm sure they're upset
but
about this.
This is when you talk to people and the more people you talk to, this is they really thought that the first roster construction was one that was because of the way they put it together, and they give credit to AK and Mark Eversley. And obviously the injury to Lonzo Ball changed a lot of things, and they haven't really recovered from that. But this is a chance to go to part two, to phase two, and
yes.
to try it again.
Yes.
This is a belief that whatever worked the first time, the same people putting together will have the similar success, and this time they'll get it right because they'll stay healthy, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
This means that, from what I understand, is a contract extension through the 27-28 season, and Billy Donovan's deal will be in conjunction, in concert with that. So they will be aligned, and they will move forward, and they will try to take advantage of the Eastern Conference, which could be coming back to some people because Jason Tatum's not playing next year. The Celtics will be compromised, and it will be up for grabs.
So that's a 3-year extension then? Is that your understanding? If
through
it's 25?
Through the 27-28. So next season is 25-26, 26-27, 27-28.
Yeah, 3 years. Okay.
So when you're talking about shrinking the timeline,
yeah.
it's really expanding. It's shrinking the timeline in theory.
It's pushing out the winning is what it's doing.
Yeah, it's pushing it back. And it's giving them the runway, essentially, to...
But they won't be significantly different, in my opinion, next year than the team we saw this year, which was, again, they made all the changes. They ended up producing as good a record as they did and ending up in the same fashion in which they did.
And
without all the big name players that they had traded away. I mean, it's pretty astounding that they didn't really step back as far as they did despite, you know, DeMar DeRozan leaving, despite trading away your...
They didn't get bad enough in some people's mind.
No,
You're stuck in the middle because you vowed to be competitive, and it's hard to fault that instinct, honestly. For me, everyone's going to have their opinion, and they can have the metrics to support why tanking does work and all those things, but I understand what they were trying to do. They just... Right now, the result of that is you are stuck in your mired in mediocrity, as to borrow a term that's been used in this town before. But I wonder this, and I think this is the thing you come out of this with, knowing the certainty, knowing the terms of the extension and how many seasons they now have to kind of shrink the timeline and get better.
Yeah.
Does this make it more likely or less likely that this front office will be aggressive this offseason heading into the draft?
Well, I mean, again, we've talked about it. They've got Vooch entering the final year of his contract. If you don't trade him now, then you're going to trade him at the trade deadline, right? You're going to try to get something for him. I don't know what the market is. I know they talked to Golden State at one point. I think that you keep hearing that maybe they can get something done before the draft, because the reality of life is if you can't get something done before the draft, you're unlikely to get something done.
That's when all the deals are made.
Because
that's when they traded Jimmy Butler going way back. That's when you see a lot of wheeling and dealing, because you're repositioning where you're going to draft and what you need on draft night.
That's right.
Right now they are at 12. They could get a player that could be leading them to the NBA Finals, like Jalen Williams or Tyrese Halliburton, or they could get a player that is very forgettable, or somewhere in between.
Right.
But they will draft 12th. They're scheduled to next week and next Wednesday night. Boy, there's no offseason in the NBA.
No.
The Pacers made a trade during the finals. How about that?
I know. That's unbelievable.
Yesterday.
Yeah,
but,
they got their
the Bulls are open for business. They're trying to shop Vooch. You wonder where he will land. Names come back in terms of the rumor mill. Jonathan Kuminga, 22-year-old, former lottery pick, fell out of favor with Steve Kerr. You wonder, in his restricted free agency, he's going to be a $100 million player, at least. Is that something that you think is – do you have an appetite for that? Fascinating few weeks ahead for the Bulls, depending on what they determine they want to do.
Well, I mean, you know, the one thing that stands out to you about all the moves they made is giving the contract to Patrick Williams. That seems like that was really a mistake.
That's the one that maybe would have come up as far as if you're Michael Reinsdorf and you're in the room. Any objections to this? And in the back of the room says, well, that $100 million deal to Patrick Williams, why?
What were you thinking there?
Drafting him fourth overall, why? That's the one that's hardest to get past, honestly.
Yeah.
There are other moves that were smart and other trades that made sense, but that's the one that left a mark because he's still here and he has not produced.
So we'll have perhaps a new NBA champion tonight. It is conceivable that Oklahoma City wins this game in Indianapolis, and they win the title in six games. If not, they will have both teams will face elimination in game seven. And with Halliburton, his injury, and everything that's going on, I think that the lean is eventually OKC is going to win this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So my question for you would be, given Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, you mentioned Williams, you mentioned a guy like, Chet tall guy.
Yeah.
He's not going to get any shorter. I don't know if he's going to get any stronger, but that is a pretty decent young team that has all sorts of draft picks and all sorts of, could this be the beginning of a dynasty. If we're going to use this Jordan Pippen combination idea that they keep spouting in various places, could this be the first of six titles for OKC? And I'm making a joke on that. But
well, I don't think SGA is Michael Jordan.
But how good are they going to be if they win this with these guys at this age?
Why that question is very intriguing and impossible to answer. But I do think that typically you see teams and dynasties win, and like how are they going to keep everybody? How are they going to retain that roster? Is it going to happen when everyone needs to get paid or everybody needs to do this or that? And with OKC, you don't really have that concern because right now, let's say the Wednesday night's a draft. If OKC wins tonight, less than a week from now, they will have two first-round draft picks.
It's ridiculous.
They'll have the 15th and the 24th overall, and they'll have two second-round picks if they want to use them. Then next year, they have three first-round draft picks.
Yes.
The year after that, then they have two in the second. The year after that, they have two in 2027. They have five first-round draft picks over the next three drafts. Yeah. So when you talk about replenishing and maintaining, it's much easier for a team to do that in terms of the salary structure, in terms of the talent available. Then you're not asking your ordinary question if the Celtics won last year or another team fill in the blanks. With Oklahoma City, you can legitimately wonder that because they have all the picks and they have all the youth.
Yeah, they have the team coming back. I mean, it's the other thing is their best players are under contract. They're all pretty young.
They've been doing this.
And they're getting
better.
They're
ascending.
Is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander going to get better after winning an MVP?
He doesn't have to. But he might, but he doesn't have to.
No.
Because I think when you look at those two guys specifically, Gilgeous-Alexander and Jalen Williams, you think that Jalen Williams is got a high, not I don't say a higher ceiling than the MVP, but certainly you can see he has room to grow as a player.
Oh, he's good.
And he's good now.
Yeah,
he's and he's explosive
good.
Now. And I'm not going to say he's Pippen now because I know that would trigger you.
I know, but you know what I mean.
It's like he is going like this. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is already at an elite status. And when you have two guys like that, as we know here in Chicago, you can win for a very long time. So if they play together for a very long time, OKC is going to be at the front of every conversation in terms of Western Conference championships and then NBA titles. So, yeah, I don't want to say dynasty, but I don't think this, if they win tonight, it won't be the last for this core.
It's great stuff. It's fun. And I mean, you know, the idea of the Bulls getting back there, it just seems impossible
because it seems a very long way.
Seems
away.
So far away from
Truth
that.
The timeline or not, it does seem like it's going to take a while.
All right, we got our guy Bruce Levine. We're going to bring in Bruce next. We'll talk to him. What about Cade Horton? Does he take the ball? Are you going to see him take a skip in the rotation? Would that be wise? Do you worry about overuse or do you worry about not using him enough? How do you balance that? And we'll bring in Bruce next. Mullion Hall on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
About 2 weeks ago, I was on with David and Mike Mulligan, who do the morning shows with on our station, and he said, ask J-Mo about the 7 home runs he gave up in the last 2 starts.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus with the home run question.
Did you say it or didn't you?
That's thank you.
Did you say it or didn't you?
Yes, I did. You didn't have to remind him in front of me. Goodness
sure
sakes,
I did.
Bruce.
Sure I did.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Wow.
That's our guy.
That was last Saturday morning.
Yeah, I love it, Bruce.
Bus tosser, Bruce Levine.
Always fun to talk to Bruce Levine, and he joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Bruce, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you wearing that suit, David? How does it fit? Does it fit all right?
Well, yeah, I guess you were right, but I just, you know.
Yeah.
It's not, you mean in sports radio, we should say something and then
no.
Say it later?
No, I did say it. No. He was actually very pleasant, wasn't he? He's always a very good interview.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Look, you know, the reason I could have fun with you and him on that is we have a great relationship with him.
Yeah.
He's a terrific guy. Great sense of humor, and understands, you know, that everybody thinks he's the best pitcher, or at least he's tied with Boyd for the best pitcher on the Cubs. He's coming off of a 5-0 right now with an ERA under 2. So I think he's solved the home run problem, at least until 7 o'clock.
Yeah, no kid. So, Bruce, it's a very interesting situation with the Cubs because they did have the rain out, and Tyone was pushed back to today, and everybody's looking forward to that start because it's a good matchup with youth and experience. We've talked about that. What did they do now with Cade Horton? Because he was scheduled today. They could push him back to tomorrow. They could skip him altogether. Craig Counsell didn't want to discuss it. What do you think they're going to do?
First of all, nobody hates a rainout more than Craig Counsell. He was not in a good mood yesterday, you know. So he was a little short with the answers, but yeah, you know, no, I think probably Horton will pitch on Friday, but we'll see. You know, can bring this tape back tomorrow morning and see. You know, you can get even a little bit.
Yeah, later, that's right.
You know? But you know, he hasn't said yet whether it's going to be Horton. I don't see any reason why not. You know, there's no hiccups right now for any of the, you know, knock on Cub wood, whatever you want to do. There's no hiccups right now for the Cub pitching staff. So with that in mind, you know, full steam ahead and hopefully getting Imanaga back in the not too distant future. He pitches Friday and then probably one more before he shows up pitching at Wrigley Field, maybe against the Cardinals in early July.
It's really interesting because I think having options makes you kind of contemplate things a little differently. And I think that when you talk about, and it's on both sides of town, but obviously the Cubs are trying to win something and the Sox are trying not to lose too many games, but you got to worry about the long-term prognosis of pitchers, and we saw it with Crochet last year. You got to just make sure you're putting, you know, you're getting the most out of a guy, but you're not putting too much work on the arm. So when we talk about Cade Horton, who's, is he already at more innings than he's ever pitched?
I think he's close.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting there.
So so if you were to take advantage of this break, you could give him a day off. But then again, is he not in a nice routine? Has he not been pitching well? I just don't know what the player would prefer or what the team believes is best for the player.
It's a really great question because you don't know. First of all, he looks like a pitcher that keeps getting better out there, right? He's gaining momentum. He doesn't look like, the eye test doesn't tell you that he's slowing down between pitches, that he's having a problem with his mound presence. He's doing great. He's adding the changeup to the mix, to the slider and the 96-mile-an-hour fastball. So all things are looking good. But you're right. You have to be cautious down the road. I'll just switch it a little bit to you guys. When Imanaga comes back, what do you do with Ben Brown?
Right.
Okay. Do you go to the bullpen or do you send him back, you know, in the baseball, God forbid, you send him back to AAA.
No.
And well, let me finish. And keep starting pitching because you know someone else is going to get hurt along the way and you want somebody ready. So with that in mind, if you have a bullpen that's pitching lights out, that's going to get Porter Hodge back here pretty soon. I think he goes out for one more, I think maybe tomorrow, before he comes back from his rehab. Do you take this this situation where you have a plus going with your with all your pitchers and try to be smart about it by keeping the starting pitcher pitching?
I just think that if you send Ben Brown back to Iowa, psychologically that damages him, and I don't think that he's earned a demotion. You find a way to perhaps use other mechanisms, you use the injured list for somebody else to come up with. Yeah. I don't think that he's a candidate to necessarily be demoted when he has a live arm that you can use. Colin Ray has flexibility and versatility. So when Imanaga comes back, it's a nice problem to have. But I wouldn't think that demoting any of the people on the current staff. Ray's not getting demoted. Ben Brown, I shouldn't go back to Iowa. And certainly Cade Horton is here, I would hope, for the rest of the season.
It's a great problem to have because you have a lot of guys in the bullpen that don't have options so that you can't send them back to the minor leagues. So that creates a numbers problem for you, okay? Again, a very good problem to have for the Cubs where you have pitching depth, you have a bullpen that's pretty much lights out, and you don't know what to do. I think every team in baseball at this point, almost halfway through, would love to have this problem.
What do they have with Cabrera, Bruce? What do you think his future holds? Because he's a guy that was added to the mix. Yeah. I know he's a lefty, but he is a duplicate lefty because you have other guys like
options.
Him.
I don't think there are options. So you can't send him back to the minor leagues. That you'd have to DFA him.
Yeah.
He's pitched pretty well. Okay. You know, I mean, you know, he's thrown seven innings. He struck out seven, you know. Maybe a little hiccup once, maybe, but a left-handed power arm, you know. I mean, they've had the luxury of having three left-handed arms in the bullpen that were pitching really well, and that therefore they were able to use an opener when they needed it. The flexibility that they've had as a roster has been really fun to watch because they've been able to do an awful lot of things to try to win ball games.
Hey, David and I were talking earlier about Dan Wilson. I know you're trying to get him on Saturday with you guys. I was telling David that I was, you know, as you know, I started working at the paper when I was in school, and I covered preps. And I covered that kid when he was...
You had to drive out to Barrington?
Yes, I went to Barrington. I watched them in the state tournament. His junior year, they won state. And his senior year, he brought that team back. I was telling David, you wouldn't believe how good that kid was as a player in high school. And they got to the championship game and lost in the championship game. But he was like an extraordinary talent. at the high school level, and you always felt he was going to do well for himself. You know, I was actually surprised he wasn't a better hitter in the major leagues because he was so unbelievable when he was a young kid. But I get a real chuckle out of it when you see guys that, you know, you start out, you watch them, and then they wind up as professional athletes, and here he is as a manager. So I think it's great, man. I know you're tight with him. That's good stuff.
We're gonna talk to him, and he's got some great Lou Piniella stories because he was Lou's main catcher for a long time in Seattle. And as you guys remember, Lou wasn't always, he didn't always have the greatest bedside manner when things didn't go right, even especially for his catchers. You know, Dan, when I saw him on the South Side, you know, at the Rate, a few weeks ago, he said, "Yeah, Lou would say to me very often, why'd you choose that pitch?" Okay, as the ball had just sailed out of the ballpark, and he's standing there in the mound with the pitcher and Lou. So it should be some fun and entertaining. Dan's a terrific baseball guy, and Mariners are trying to fight their way back in that division.
And that was a Little League World Series team. Okay,
when he has
been a star for as long as you can imagine.
Yeah. I wonder if he's a Cub fan growing up.
Yeah, it must be.
It's kind of like David, star since he first came to Chicago.
Indiana schoolboy legend.
Okay, Bruce.
Right. All right, it's true.
Let's switch gears here. So I want to ask you a question that had nothing to do with baseball necessarily, but the Sox have a doubleheader today, and it's going to be a straight doubleheader, as they say. It's not going to be a split doubleheader. Do they lose that gate altogether? Is it just one? And did they consider making it different because of the fact that they, you know, have the Cardinals in town and three gates as opposed to two?
Yeah, it's a straight doubleheader, and they're hoping to draw 20 to 25,000 maybe. How would that be?
Well, that would be good, but that's like one day's work. You're there for both games. It's a rather than.
Well, isn't your ticket for tomorrow now or for today? I mean, isn't it, if the rain out like last night ticket, you don't get your money back. You go today.
You could do that. Yes.
Yeah.
But it just if you're having two, it's you get in for one ticket, though.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't have to go in one ticket empty and then come back.
But if you bought if you bought a ticket for the second game, you can still go. Right?
I just didn't know if they considered
that. We'll get that straightened out for it. You know, I'll call Mike over with the White Sox and we'll get it straightened out as to the procedure of who gets in today. But they'll welcome everybody who wants to come to the ballpark today, guys.
Well, why didn't the Cubs do that then? Why didn't the Cubs have a doubleheader today?
Because they have a 35,000 advance, okay? I'm probably on each game right now. They're putting 40,000 in every game. And would you like to turn down $3.5 million in your pocket
and in fairness,
for a game?
They also play the Brewers a lot more. This is a one-time-only stop in Chicago. So what do you want? You want the Cardinals to play at Wrigley and then
come
over and play the Sox?
That'd be something.
You guys tell me the last time they played a straight doubleheader at Wrigley.
I can't remember one. I guess that's why I'm asking. Right. When they do that at a ballpark in Chicago, it stands out because it's rare.
Money. Right. Monetizing what you do. Satisfying 80,000 people instead of 40,000 on a day at Wrigley Field in August, where you're probably going to get 3,000 or 4,000 more if they can fit them in. The Cubs keep playing this way. They've been averaging, you know, off the top of my head, they've been averaging 39 or 40,000 people lately.
Well,
so you can't get too many more in there.
I'm glad you had a day off yesterday, Bruce. You seem a little bit more rested and ready today.
I'm ready to go. And, you know, you can't get even in just one sentence. You have to, you have 2 hours on Saturday to get
I can't wait.
With me,
I'm looking forward. Now that we have Dan Wilson, I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, let you go, Bruce. But just curious, are the Sox bringing anyone up? Is there any chance? I keep saying to Dave, no offense to Vinny Capra, but I'm waiting on this whole thing with Montgomery, and he's improved, but I don't know where he's at right now.
Yeah, there is no offense to Vinny Capra because.
Yes.
Nobody heard of Vinny Capra until this year, right? So
heard of Frank Capra,
but you'd love to have Colson Montgomery ready to go, right? And just plug him in there with the rest of the young guys. You know, we're seeing Quiro and Teal playing extremely well for the White Sox. You want to see more people out there that can hopefully be a part of your Chicago White Sox future. So I will talk to Chris Getz when we get off the phone. I have two things to do. I have to call my friend Mike over with the White Sox, find out if who gets into the game, and when the White Sox are going to bring up Colson Montgomery, because I'm waiting, just like you guys are, to see that big left-handed power bat in the lineup.
Thanks so much, Bruce. God bless you.
What a smart
guy. Guys, have
thanks,
a great
Bruce.
Day.
That is our guy, Bruce Levine. Yeah. It's fun stuff.
It's good stuff.
And it's always good.
I do think the question about Colson Montgomery is a good one. We should talk about what the Sox are thinking and what that timetable might look like.
Yeah, we can get into that a little bit. We should do that next because we're going to talk to Connor in a little bit, and he's probably got a much better feel for how much improvement Montgomery has made since his trip to Arizona. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, he's got a lot of experience in this game as a player, and so he's got a lot of good stuff to bring each and every day for the young guys and just, you know, talk through the game. But, you know, most of it's kind of letting us play it and figure it out.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. That's Chase Meidroff. He was on with A.J. Pierzynski, the Foul Territory podcast. We talked to AJ the other day.
Yeah, it's good exposure for Chase Meidroth. It's a national audience, a platform that's well respected in the Major League Baseball community. And here is Chase Meidroth rookie infielder for the White Sox, getting a pretty good platform to express himself. And he talked about Will Venable there. Chase Myedroth is going to be part of this future. And whether he plays shortstop or second base, I think a lot of people project him at second base. And he's done a nice job so far. He's an on-base machine. He has very good discipline at the plate. And he's one of those dirty uniform guys, as Bruce has called him.
He's a grinder.
He's a grinder. Yeah. And you can win with guys like that in your lineup. The question is,
fans love guys like that in your lineup.
Yes, definitely. Plus, you just like to see him play because he's always going to give you 100% effort. Colson Montgomery is lurking at Charlotte. And I think that you wonder how fast it will be before he's in Chicago. Has he earned the promotion, or if you're the White Sox, are you at the point with, well, you know, why not see what he's got?
I'll tell you what. Like, has he earned the promotion? Brutally honest, no. He has not earned the promotion. In fact, I would say that he has been trending the wrong way for probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years. Like he's I don't know if has he grown, has something happened? His swing is longer. They've tried a lot of different things with him, and I think the trip to Arizona to kind of take some time and work on his hitting and just restart a little bit has aided him greatly. He's been a lot better since he came back, but he was god awful when they did that. He was just really, it was just getting to a point, and whether he was disappointed because he didn't make the team, the fact is he got injured. He hurt his back. He looked like he was going to make the roster, and then he missed too much time, and he went down, and it seemed like he didn't react well to that.
He did not, and he's been better since he's come back. His average still is below 200. You'd be promoting somebody who has yet to hit 200 at AAA, so that would be a long shot for him to get promoted anytime soon. At the same time,
but is his? I understand that his average is under 200, but hasn't his average?
Yeah,
been
it's been better since he came back. Yeah, I think that you have seen growth in the last 3 weeks.
Right,
he had a multi-homer game. I think it was last week, and certainly you can understand the logic in this season being a developmental one. You'd like to see what he could do at the major league level. I don't think that June's the time to try that. Maybe after the All-Star break. Maybe that makes more sense. You don't want to expose him because you don't want to have him here before he's ready. I think it sounds simple to say, well, you're looking at everybody else. And I like the idea of an all-rookie or an all-young developmental infield. But yeah. I just don't know if you do that if he's not ready for major league pitching. And he might not be ready for that. And what's his position? Is he a shortstop? Because a lot of people, Ozzie Guillen doesn't think he's going to be a shortstop in the majors. Other people in the Sox organization do. And I wonder, when you look at, you got Myedroth, you've got Vargas, guys who are...
Lenin Sosa
is
an infielder.
Is an infielder. Is he going to be part of that future?
I think Lenin Sosa has probably done better than you think. If you look at his average, and he's not without value, let's put it that way. I don't know that he's going to be a great part of the future, but I think that he's been as good a professional as any of these guys.
Well, you have four infielders.
Vargas,
you can work in a variety of different positions.
Is he a first baseman? Is Colson Montgomery their third baseman? They don't have a ton of position players to choose from.
No, but they have those four infielders that you wonder if by the end of this season that will be the everyday infield. In whatever positions they choose to play them, Sosa, Myedroth, Montgomery, and Vargas.
And maybe Brian Ramos?
Well, I don't know because he's not been here. Has he been injured? And he hasn't been mentioned as a potential call-up. And I think that you don't want to give up on a prospect, certainly, but he has not been somebody that you've – we can maybe ask Connor McKnight about where he is, because Ramos is a very interesting prospect too, because when he came up, he looked like he could stay for a while. But he's had some injuries, I think, as well.
They've changed their organization quite a bit in the last year or so, and last few years, but the last year or so in particular. And I think that they're doing a better job kind of working with their prospects. And I believe it was James Vegan who wrote a story for Sox Machine earlier in the week where they talked about biomechanics. Mm-hmm. And they've got like a couple of, did I read this correctly? Do they call them mechanists? The guys that are in charge of like working with people and their, you know, biomechanics. I don't even know that I had heard that term very often before the last, I don't know, 4 years or so. But that's apparently like a big deal, something that they're working on with guys, not just pitchers. But
cutting edge stuff.
Yes.
Then Brian Banish is in charge of the whole thing, so you like to have his input and expertise. So that's, it's a good step in the right direction for the White Sox in terms of what they're doing throughout the organization.
All right, we've got a lot to get to. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Hall on the Score.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.